Welcome to the Soft Method Podcast, where self-worth meets overflow and feminine is your strategy. I'm your host, Deandra Jalisa, multi-passionate creative, business coach, and soft life curator. Each week, we'll dive into real conversations, soft structure, and soulful strategy to help you stop overfunctioning and start flowing in alignment with the life and business you truly desire. Because you weren't meant to hustle your way to happiness. You're meant to soften into it. Let's begin.
Have you ever caught a glimpse of a woman, either online or in a movie, or even in your own imagination, and think, she's it. She's who I want to be. Not because she's perfect, but because she feels free, grounded, magnetic, intentional. Well, the real tea is she's not out of reach. She's already inside you. And basically, you just haven't fully met her yet. Well, welcome back to the Soft Method Podcast. I'm your host, Deandra Jalisa. And today we're diving into something that's both light and powerful, and that's how to become the woman you've always wanted to be. We're talking identity, energy, softness, and those small shifts that make a big difference. And make sure you stay until the very end of the episode, because I created something really special just for you. If you're in a season of becoming, of wanting more clarity, confidence, or that next level soft life energy, you're going to want this. So let's get into this episode. So I want to start off saying it's so much easier to start with this imaginary person, or if you see her in real life, start with her energy and not her accomplishments. And when you think about this woman you want to become, don't start with her job, house, or income. Start with how she feels when she wakes up in the morning, how she moves through her day, how grounded she is in her choices, and how deeply at peace she feels in her own skin. Because that's the version of her that truly matters. I feel like a lot of us get caught up in all of the optics of life and all the glitz and glamour. But at the end of the day, a lot of people who we assume just has the best life, the perfect life, sometimes go home and feel empty. Of course, you may want some of the aspects of someone's life, but there are some things that are unseen. And with any lifestyle choice that you choose, you always want to make sure that you feel good in it and not just have it to have it. And another thing to think about is, does she move slower with intention instead of urgency? Speak softer with confidence instead of needing to prove? Make decisions with clarity and ease and trusting herself fully. Does she laugh more because her feels light, spacious, and aligned with who she really is? These are the deeper thoughts that we need to go into to make sure that we are aligning with the woman of our dreams. And we have to get clear, because I know we can all outline all of the surface level things that we want to be. But when you move with more intention and understand her decision making and how she feels and does she trust herself, those are aspects that help you evolve and it levels you up. And when you clearly understand who this woman is, what aligns with her spirit, you then anchor into her daily energy and you start to move like this person. And then eventually you start to become this person. It's the way she carries herself, the calm she brings into the room, the presence she has in her routines, rather than obsessing over her future outcomes, because it's who she is each day that creates the life she has later. And all the choices that we make today transition into the life that we have tomorrow. So it's easier said than done to prepare yourself today for tomorrow. But when you live like this, you will start to notice how things start to shift and how your life starts to unfold before your eyes. Now, the way I live today is I always try to make decisions that my future self will thank me for. And sometimes I'm not perfect. And this is the thing, you don't have to be perfect every day. It's just small steps that you take with aligned action. And eventually you'll catch up to this woman. And I've done this several times where there was, like when I wanted to become an entrepreneur, I've told you guys this story before. When I started out being an entrepreneur, I did not know what that entailed. But every day I just showed up and embodied this version of someone who ran a business. I checked my emails, even if I didn't have any emails. I made phone calls, even if I was just trying to network. I went out and put cards in different businesses just to get some business within my business. I just took small actions every day and showed up. And eventually, 6 months in, I had a full-blown business and I was busy and everything was working out and I no longer had to work for someone else. I was working for myself. So I embodied that. And so whatever version you have in your head, you have to start to embody her every day. And it could just be small aspects of her. And I remember a time when I was fully booked with balloon installations, back-to-back events, like brand activations, travel, and I was barely sleeping. And on paper, it looked like success. Like I was making money, getting reposted by big brands. People were impressed, but I was exhausted. And at times I didn't feel really creative. And sometimes I didn't even feel seen because I felt like I was a machine and I wasn't living. I was just like really performing, just trying to strive to be better and better and better. And in a lot of moments when I was working, I wasn't present. I was just on the go, burning myself out. And then in contrast, it's like now I'm living a totally different reality. Things are a little slower now. I'm not working as many events, but this is what I ask God for because I'm transitioning into a new field. And so now my focus is building digital products and building a lifestyle that I don't have to work as hard with the labor because over the past 8 years, well, decade actually in the event industry, it's all been just labor, labor, labor. And yes, I'm making great money, but I'm exhausted. And now I get to wake up and have a nice breakfast, go work out, work on things that I want to work on. It's not a fast-paced life like I was used to, but I like it here. And it's different, but I'm adjusting. And I feel like I can just create now from overflow and not overwork myself. And, you know, it hit me that success isn't how full your calendar is. It's about how full your spirit is. And I had to start aligning with that because, yeah, I can be booked and busy, but not have any time or space or peace within my life. Just because I have 10, 20 events in a week or something like that, it can be overwhelming to where I can't even clean my house. And that can become draining. So easing into this softer lifestyle, it's scary because it's not as busy as it was, but it's also fulfilling because now I get to make choices on my own terms. So I want you to take a moment to close your eyes and envision, what does your dream woman feel like in her body when she wakes up? Does she feel peace? Does she feel at ease? Does she feel stillness? What are the emotions that she feels? Does she have clarity? Does she feel financially free? What are those things that she want to wake up with? Because I know right now, sometimes we wake up with a lot of stressors like, oh, I got to get to work. I got to do this. I have to run these errands or I have to pay these bills. It's a lot of to-do list. But the future version of you, how does she feel? Really close your eyes and embody those emotions. And so now we're going to talk about some small habits that signal big identity shifts. So basically, it's the little things that shape who you are becoming. And the way you thoughtfully prepare your breakfast instead of rushing, the softness or self-encouragement in your inner dialogue as you pass the mirror, and the intentional way you close your laptop when you're done working as a signal that you honor your time, your energy, and your boundaries. And these may sound like small little shifts, but they really help you. I feel so good now when I've been working all day and I finally get to close my laptop and eat a nice dinner or watch one of my shows or a really nice movie instead of thinking about what's going to be next or when is the next shoe going to drop and just rest in that. And I know sometimes it doesn't come easy, but it's just the small shifts that you can take to evolve into becoming this woman. And you can also do micro habits and they're quiet yet very powerful identity affirmations. Every time you stretch in the morning, you're telling yourself, I care about my body. And when you're prepping your lunch, you're affirming to yourself as someone who prioritizes nourishment. And those small repeated actions reinforce who you believe you are and who you actually are becoming. And I know sometimes we're like in a rush and we try to get things done, but when you start moving a little slower, you start to become more grounded in who you are and your thoughts. And you do start to affirm to yourself these little things. And I've noticed it myself when I'm, you know, preparing dinner or something. I'm like stirring the pot or making my kale or whatever. And I'm like, I'm about to eat a nourishing meal and I'm cooking something that's healthy for my body and I'm honoring my body. And it's funny because I never really thought like that. I've always been in a go mode. So as of late, slowing down has really changed my life. And it can be kind of foreign at times. But when I slow down in my thought processes, my decision making, how I respond to people, I've noticed that when I just slow it down, everything just kind of just falls into place and works out. Whereas I used to always try to just make things happen. It really changes you when you just really slow down and create routines and move different. And again, micro habits that can change your life. And also just creating like a softer structure for yourself. That gives you freedom to flow because it creates gentle rhythms and supportive boundaries that are not rigid rules, but it helps you move through your day with more intention, ease, and knowing that there's some stability to hold yourself without boxing yourself in. So when I create my soft structures, I have them in my notes. I even have an app called Structured, and all of my morning routines are in there and all of my night routines are in there. And then I got the little widget on my iPhone and it kind of lines it up with the times. So it tells me what I need to do next. And I'm not going to say that every time I follow this is structure because things happen. So it's very flexible, but at least I can get some of the things that I want to accomplish in my day done by having a soft structure instead of just waking up, freshening up, throwing some clothes on, walking my dog, coming back, sitting on the couch, kind of trying to figure out what I'm about to do next. No, I need structure. And that's the thing I do envy sometimes about people who have 9-to-5s is because you have a little bit more structure as far as like, you know what time you have to wake up. You know when you have to be out of the house. You have to get to work. You have to do work. And you have technically a more structured day, but sometimes within that, you don't get to do the things that you want to do for yourself. Because when I was working in 9-to-5, I did have structure because I knew what time I had to be out of the house, all of those things. But by the time I got home, I was so tired that I couldn't focus on the things that I wanted to work on for myself. So I guess it's like a bittersweet thing. Like, it just really depends. But you have to just learn how to create a structure, no matter if you have a 9-to-5 or you're an entrepreneur, and make it work for you. And I started recently like a small ritual that has helped me feel like her lately. I think I spoke about my night routine. I love my night routine because I sleep so much better. And I remember, and I used to end my days scrolling and feeling like I needed to finish just one more thing. And I'm not gonna lie, some days if I have a long day where I'm working and I'm getting things done, this feeling does happen still, but it's not like every day, because I used to feel like that every day where I felt like I had to finish something. And now after I get out of the shower, I lotion up, do all the things, do my skincare, whatever I need to do. And then I just lay in my bed and I turn on my foot massager. Oh my gosh, I think my foot massager was the best investment that I purchased this year so far. That thing is amazing, okay? Amazing. And I do my somatic exercises that I spoke about before, and I just let my body relax. And it's nothing fancy. It's just like something that's for me. And I feel like my future self is going to be honoring herself like this. She's going to be really being intentional with her morning routines, her night routines, how she takes care of her body, how she nourishes her body, all of these things. And I'm stepping into this realm of being her. And every day I look at myself, I'm like, you are doing things. This just seems like second nature now. And that's how it all works. Like, the more you do things, you slowly shift into this new version. And I feel like pretty soon I'm gonna be unrecognizable to myself in a good way. So now let's decide who you're becoming and then practice her. So again, becoming isn't performance, it's practice. So you don't have to go and fake it till you make it. Do things that you actually wanna do and make it feel good to you. You don't have to front, you know, just do little things and practice them every day, because obviously practice makes, I don't want to say perfect, but practice makes you better. And ask yourself, what would she be doing today? Not 10 steps ahead, but today. What is it? Whoever this woman is in your head, what would she be doing today? And you don't need to feel ready. You just need to feel willing and able to do whatever it is that she would do today. So think, don't think long and hard. Think about it and do it. Because when you start thinking long and hard, you start overthinking, like, I can't do that. I don't think I have enough time. I don't even have the tools to do that. And then you talk yourself right out of the vision you have for yourself. So think about it real swift. Or if you have it already written down, and you can have this list written down in your notes, and you can pick bits and pieces and practice those things every day so that you don't have to overthink. You just do. And let your vision be playful and evolving and not a strict checklist. Don't be too hard on yourself. just do what feels good to you and, you know, do something out of your comfort zone. I feel like that's the best way to explore new things and see what you're really capable of is when you get out of your comfort zone and do things or experience new places and people, it changes you. And recently I made a decision that wasn't really like me. And I said yes to something that was kind of out of my comfort zone. So here's a little fun fact about me. I've never really been to like a big music festival like Coachella, Stagecoach, or anything like that. I'm as of late, like the past 3 years, I've been going to concerts. And I would always tell people that the last concert I went to was like back in the day, like Bow Wow B2K days. Between that and 3 years ago, I wasn't doing that because I just had a small fear of like big crowds. It's just been a thing. But one of my friends, she invited me to go as a guest, VIP style, to go see Kid Cudi. And something in me said, just go. I mean, it's VIP, so it can't be that bad, but it's going to be a lot of people, but just try it out. And so I'm so glad I did because I felt free and alive and connected. I danced, I laughed. I was with my sister, her boyfriend, and some friends. And it was just awesome to be present in that moment. And I got to see Ludacris, Kid Cudi, and YG Marley. And it was just a great experience. And that version of me was just relaxed, adventurous in that moment. And that was her. Like, I was really resting in my future self, not overthinking, not being the girl who needs every detail planned and controlled. It was a woman who I've always wanted to be. And just saying yes and being open to a new experience like that and stepping out of my comfort zone was great. And now I'll probably go to more festivals in the future. But I would say I probably would have to do a VIP because when I saw the sea of people, I could not imagine being in the sea of people. Even though at one point when we were watching, I looked back and there was like an ocean of people. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is how it looks when you see it on TV, but it's not that bad as I thought it was. Because I'm telling you, I just had the fear of crowds and I don't know. But I'm so happy I trusted myself in that decision. And that moment reminded me that sometimes being hurt isn't about control. It's about letting go just enough to feel the joy. And that was a great moment for me. So when you get invited to something that's out of your comfort zone or asked to do something that doesn't really feel like you, but something in you is like, just try it. You never know what experience you're going to have, and it could be a game changer for you. So I want you to say this out loud. The woman I'm becoming already exists. Every day I meet her a little more, and every day I do meet her a little more. And I truly love this version of me and who I'm growing into because I'm so intentional with it. I'm not just like living day by day, just doing things to do them. I'm actually doing things that align with the next version of myself. And I feel like that's the way to get there. Like, we see people have things that we want and we think to ourselves, how did they do it? But the real question is, how could I do it for myself? And how could I show up every day and have the same things or more? You know, we have the power to change our reality. And I feel like a lot of us don't know how much power we actually have. And I'm learning that I have so much power and it's beautiful. So I want more women to understand their power and know that you can have whatever you want. Now let's talk about these three R's that can help you start stepping more into her. Romanticize, ritualize, and realize. So when you romanticize, add beauty to your current reality, even if it's simple. That could be going to Trader Joe's and getting some flowers, putting them in a nice vase in your house. So every time you walk past those flowers, you smell this beautiful scent. It could be getting some essential oils or some bath bombs and taking a nice bath once a week. However you want to romanticize your life, make it feel good. And then ritualize. So make space for her through repeatable anchors. It could be a tea that you like to drink every day, lighting a candle, a 10-minute walk, listening to music, whatever you want to anchor yourself in. For me, my anchor is my tea that I make every morning. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I will go to green tea any day. So I love my tea in the mornings. And also just my morning walk, walking my dog. I get the first hit of vitamin D when I'm walking out. Like, there's little anchors that I have that make me feel good. Even like my prayer time, my meditation time where I can just sit and be still. I have a few anchors that I really enjoy and they bring me back to myself. And then the last is realize.
So she's not a fantasy. You're becoming her by showing up gently and consistently. So don't think that what you're doing is all for show and for games. No, this is real life. And you have to realize that every day that you step into this new reality, set a new boundary for yourself, create a new routine, or find a new anchor, you're aligning with the new version of yourself. And lately, I've been romanticizing the simple acts of just running errands or working outside of my apartment just to break up my routine so I can feel like her a little bit more. And a couple of weeks ago, I got dressed, I did my makeup, and I took myself to the proper hotel to work for the day. And honestly, it was like one of the best things ever. I didn't have any major plans or meetings. I just made the decision to show up fully for myself. And as an entrepreneur, it's so easy to get stuck in the cycle of working from home and not getting dressed, staying in our own little productivity bubble. But this small shift in changing the environment and investing a little more extra time in how I show up completely changed my vibe. So I was definitely giving main character energy in that moment. And I feel like those are the things that we have to do for ourselves in order to create more moments that make you feel more alive and not just productive. So I say all that to say is just find things that make you feel good instead of always having the same routine of working or doing the same thing every day. Change it up. Do something a little bit different. Change your environment if you can and see what comes out of it and how it makes you feel. A quick journal prompt for that is, what does living like her look like in the middle of an ordinary week? What is she doing during a regular week? What would it be? Jot that down. And to recap this episode, the woman you want to be isn't out there. She's already in you. Start with her energy, support her with habits, and meet her through practice. And you don't need a 10-year plan. You just need one aligned moment at a time to continue to show up and continue to grow so that you become the woman of your dreams. If this episode gave you a soft nudge towards your next level, screenshot and tag me at Deandra Jalisa. I'd love to know your biggest aha moment or the one habit you're going to start practicing to feel more like her. And if you're ready to meet your next chapter with clarity, intention, and softness, not pressure, then definitely check out my new Becoming bundle in the show notes below. It's my go-to clarity starter kit for women who feel like they're in a foggy season or standing at a crossroads. Inside, you'll find gentle guidance, journal prompts, a vision mapping workbook, and mindset shifts to help you reconnect with the woman you're becoming on your terms. I also included a few masterclasses. It's amazing. I really created that bundle with my heart fully in it, and I feel like it's very transformational. And if that sounds like something you're interested in, then this is for you. If you've been asking, where do I begin or what do I want right now? Your glow up doesn't have to be loud, chaotic, or overwhelming. It just has to be aligned. So make sure you check out the Becoming bundle and start now. And the bundle right now for this week until Sunday will be $33. And after that, it'll go up to $44. So that's all for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and I hope that it resonated with you. And I can't wait to be back next week and have a beautiful rest of your week. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.